Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study every single day, 7 days a week. Only about 13, 14 minutes, but it keeps us in God's Word, and that's important for our faith growing stronger, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Help people in your life grow in their faith by sharing these short studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, other technological means. Help them be strong in their faith and come closer to God and maybe even get to heaven. What a great blessing for them, but also for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today. We're going to begin a new line of thought and study. We're going to be talking about something that is sought by people and by nations and governments all over the world in every generation, and that's peace. Peace. Well, peace seems to be one of man's most sought after and at the same time elusive goals. People want peace. Nations want peace. Government leaders want peace. Different people seek to achieve peace through different means. Politicians often seek peace through compromise and appeasement. Well, sometimes that works. Sometimes it just complicates matters all the more and creates more chaos and more friction. Military leaders seek to guard peace through military strength. Well, sometimes that works, and sometimes, well, it's short-lived, does not last forever. Sociologists, they often seek peace through various social programs and systems. And so how can we do, and we get into the creation of new government bureaucracies all the time by trying to help somebody or help a group of people in some way that politicians or bureaucrats think they can help society as a whole, and by helping this group of people in certain ways. And again, sometimes that works, at least to a limited degree, but sometimes complications arise that are completely unforeseen, and it kind of semi-destroys the whole program. Well, some people seek peace through materialism. They think the more money they have, the more money they can make, the more things they can accumulate, the more material possessions they can buy and own, that will just give them peace, peace of mind. And it'll just give them peace as to their financial stability and so on. And again, sometimes that works. Sometimes, at least to a limited degree, but sometimes it causes them more problems than they had ever imagined. Well, some people seek peace through alcohol and drugs. They're troubled. They have turmoil in their life. There are relationship problems. There are all kinds of other problems that they're trying to deal with, they're trying to confront, and they keep finding themselves failing all along the way, and so they just turn to self-medication through alcohol and drugs, and in that way, they think it kind of just pushes all of those problems out of their mind, at least momentarily, and that brings them peace. But when they sober up, when they come down from the high, the problems are still there. So that peace is certainly not long-lasting at all. And if they continue just self-medicating, because as soon as the problems come back and the turmoil re-arises in their lives, when they just keep self-medicating, they just keep drinking more and taking more drugs, eventually that direction that they're taking will bring them even more problems. Well, others seek peace through personal accomplishments. They think, if I can just achieve this, if I can just do that, if I can reach this position in my company, or if I can gain to this particular position of prestige and honor within society, then that's going to bring me peace. I will have peace that I've accomplished so much. But sometimes that works to some degree, but it probably is not going to be, you know, the ultimate conclusion of peace in their lives that they're seeking. Now, still others, they seek peace through human relationships. They try to fit into the right circles in society, or they try to build relationships with certain people so they can be friends, and that friendship they think is going to give them peace. Or maybe they're thinking, if I could find the right man or the right woman, and we could become, you know, a married couple, well, that's just going to give me such fulfillment that it will bring me peace. That may work. That may work, truly. But we need to be careful that we make the right choices in, as to those relationships, because again, the wrong choices and the wrong relationships can lead to more inner turmoil in the person's life. All of these directions of seeking peace. Now, again, some of them may work to some degree, but all of them are incomplete. They're really fleeting sources of peace. Fleeting sources of peace. Think about that. Only through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can anyone find true, lasting, and fulfilling peace. Now, politician, going to compromise with another politician or another group of politicians and get something that both of them want, well, okay, it's peace. But now, you make those kind of compromises, you deal with those kinds of dealings, eventually, you're going to find yourself back in the same kind of predicament somewhere along the line. Military leaders seeking peace through military strength, well, what happens when somebody else comes along that is stronger militarily? Or your military buildup becomes degraded and you're no longer as strong as a nation and as a military as you once were, and so now the peace is threatened. Do you have to keep building new armaments? Do you have to keep fighting new battles and so on? Well, again, you see how that can be fleeting. And then sociologists, again, they're always new social needs. And so ultimately, that's a never-ending quest to try to solve everybody's problems through some kind of government program. Fleeting peace, again. Peace through materialism. We buy the latest and the greatest. And almost before we get it home, the latest and the greatest has been replaced by the next latest and greatest in that generation of whatever that is that we've bought. If we think, you know, boy, if I could just have $100,000 in the bank and that's going to really give me peace, I'm going to be satisfied and I'm going to find security, and that security is going to, again, be the peace that I'm really looking for. But prices go up, inflation hits, you lose a job, things change economically within the nation, and you find that peace, again, is fleeting and short-lived. Well, some seek peace through alcohol and drugs, and we talked about that. The more you self-medicate, the more you feel the need to keep self-medicating, and worse and worse and worse the struggle for peace becomes, because it is always elusive under those circumstances. Human relationships, again, they can bring a great sense of peace, but understand that if we make the wrong choices within those relationships, then we can destroy that peace. We can lose that peace. And also, human relationships have to do with human beings, and our lives are finite. So if we have thought, I've got this particular relationship, maybe it's this social circle, maybe it's this economic circle, but then things change along the way, what happens to the peace that we thought we found in that particular relationship? Again, it's fleeting. It can be gone. So all of these quests, these directions to try to find peace in a person's life, they're fleeting. They're fleeting because they're incomplete. They're not looking at the ultimate source for real peace, and that is only in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Only through Jesus can we find true, lasting, and fulfilling peace. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, and verse 1. And this is a great text of Scripture, just the fifth chapter of Romans. But notice, verse 1 of chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We could connect peace with hope, real hope. We're not talking about a wild wish here. We're talking about a hope that is the reality, the expectation, the assurance of whatever it is that hope is pointed toward. We find that hope, that kind of hope, again, only comes through a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It becomes an anchor of the soul, as the Hebrews writer puts it. But notice again this peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I would submit to you that there is no other source of real, ultimate, and lasting and fulfilling peace. It is only found in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Now, that needs to be a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ, not just kind of, you know, pounding on our chest and saying, oh, I love God so much, and oh, I love Jesus so much. You got to be living the life that demonstrates that love, that demonstrates that love. Jesus talked about that in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. He said that we're supposed to love one another. And he's talking specifically about, in that particular text, about loving our brothers and sisters in Christ, our fellow Christians. But he says we're to love one another so much that the world can see that love in us. That love in us. He said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, that we're supposed to be the salt of the earth. In other words, a positive seasoning influence upon the people around us and the world around us. And we're to be the light of the world, that the people around us and the world around us can see that light through the way that we're living our lives, through our daily example of living the faithful, dedicated Christian life. Now, when we really understand that it is only by being a true, faithful, dedicated, consistent Christian, because that is connected to our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, only in that identity will we really find that peace that we're talking about, that we're really seeking. Nations seek peace by signing peace treaties, and what happens ultimately? The peace treaties get broken, don't they? Or somebody else, you know, invades our ally with whom we have a peace treaty, and now we got to go to war to protect that ally with whom we have a peace treaty. And so that kind of peace is always elusive, always fleeting. And basically any kind of peace that is solely connected just with this world and its ways is not going to be the fulfilling peace, the sustaining peace, the lasting peace that we're really seeking. Again, Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith in God through Jesus Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've set the stage for this particular line of thought and study, and we're going to start to dig into this and try to come to a deeper understanding of the real peace that we all need to be seeking, that we all should want. Let's pray. Father, thank you for offering us true peace through Jesus Christ. That peace comes only from you. Help us, Father, to learn how to obtain and to be sustained in that peace and to live to your glory thereby. Please forgive us, gracious Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.